Pocket University, pocketu.com. Basic information on topics covering the broad range of today's interests presents The Year of the Blog, The New Personal Forum and Its Political Influence. Written by Robert J. McNamara. Narrated by Grover Gardner. At the dawn of American politics, we had the pamphleteer, people holding all sorts of political opinions, from Tories loyal to King George to revolutionaries such as Thomas Paine, flocked to local print shops throughout the 13 colonies to have fiery calls to action set into type. The printed pamphlets were passed from citizen to citizen, or even nailed to walls and tree trunks where crowds could gather round to read them. The independent voices of the pamphleteers provided inspiration to the colonists at a critical point in history, and many believed that the American Revolution would not have happened, or at least would have been very different, without the words of men like Thomas Paine. And the Founding Fathers included freedom of the press in the Bill of Rights to protect the pamphleteers from being silenced. Today, the colonial pamphlets are museum pieces, but the spirit of passionate people cranking out opinions in block type on hand-powered printing presses lives on today across the World Wide Web. Thanks to software that has become wildly popular over the past few years, weblogs, or as they are commonly known, blogs, have become a sensation in society, and especially in politics. A blog is a constantly updated online forum where the creator, or in the current jargon, the blogger, can post links to news articles deemed worthy of attention, and can also pump out a steady flow of opinion, information, wisecracks, and homegrown punditry. These days, an energetic...